to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
We're talking today with the authors of Naked Calories and Rich Food, Poor Food. They've explored the dietary and lifestyle habits of people around the world and are using this knowledge to help people achieve their desired weight. Here to share their global secrets to healthy and permanent weight loss, welcome back, Dr. Jason and Mira Calton. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Now, I've interviewed hundreds of weight loss experts whose opinions differ from night and day, but something you say in your books mixes common science with common sense. No matter how full you are, if your cells stay hungry, you're going to gain weight. Share with us how feeding our cells with micronutrients is the key to reaching our optimal weight.
Well, I think you bring up a great point. So many of us are looking at calories. When we go on a diet, the first thing we say is, well, okay, it's a calorie in, calorie out game, right? So if I expend more calories than I take in, and I calculate that, you know, multiplied by the amount of calories it takes to burn a pound of body fat, I can see how long it's going to take me to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. Well, that's all good and well, until you understand that food is also a delivery system for something other than caloric value in those proteins, carbs, and fats, but what's called micronutrients, or the vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, and amino acids that our bodies need to run and to function optimally. So oftentimes what happens is, as we take in the amount of food that creates a deficit in calories, we're also creating this deficit in micronutrients. And unfortunately, micronutrient deficiency leads to food cravings. So, you know, you get to all these people and they go on these diets and they lose the weight and they wake up one day and they start eating the French fries and they eat the potato chips and they start regaining the weight again. Well, that oftentimes is because they've dug such a deep micronutrient deficiency hole that it causes this food cravings to go crazy and they gain all the weight back again. If they just become sufficient in those vitamins and minerals while they're dieting, then they can lose the weight and maintain it long term.
So, Mira, does something simple as just adding micronutrients to our diet actually aid in fat loss? That's it.
It's unbelievable how many emails I get from women, especially because all the women tend to write me, the guys tend to write Jason a lot of time, but food cravings disappear, within a week. It's really that simple, because cravings for sweet things are usually calcium and magnesium deficiencies. So, for instance, when I had advanced osteoporosis, that was a calcium-magnesium deficiency caused my bones to get weak. But what I can put together, because I've done so much research, is I was also eating Swedish fish like they were going out of style. I loved sweet things, and those cravings for sweet were causing me further depletion. Here's how it works. When you become depleted in calcium and magnesium, you crave sugar. And sugar actually blocks your body's ability to absorb calcium and magnesium. So it's like this vicious circle. And once you become sufficient in calcium and magnesium, the great news is that those cravings literally will just stop. And you can actually stop hearing the grab the donut, and you can get in control of your weight loss again.
Yeah, I think it's a neat concept that people don't understand, that their bodies are full, but their cells are starving. It's so powerful.
Our big kind of aha moments. And, you know, of course, you know our story, but, you know, I had been in private practice for about 15 years before I started working with Mira as a nutritionist. And, you know, I had always started with my clients the same way. Let's start, look at your diet. Let's come up with what the kind of diet you want to follow. Do you want to follow a plant-based diet? Do you want to follow a low-carb diet or a low-calorie diet, you know? And then we create menus for them. And then I'd mention, oh, by the way, you know, you should probably take a multivitamin, or here's some supplements that go along with it. Right. What we found now over probably the last 10 years of our research is, really, we believe nutritionists should be saying, let's start with a micronutrient sufficiency foundation, and then let's build your dietary philosophy around that, meaning that no matter what diet you want to follow, you just want to make sure that those micronutrients are sufficient so that you don't fall into these traps. I mean, there's some great studies, some of them I'm sure you're familiar with. A study at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles found that women who were deficient in vitamin D were on average 16.3 pounds heavier than women who were not deficient in vitamin D. And there was this another study that came out that showed that if individuals were deficient in micronutrients at all, they had an 80.8% greater likelihood of being overweight or obese than those who weren't deficient. It all comes back to those essential vitamins and minerals.
That's right. And, you know, this brings up a good point. Mira, maybe you can chime in on this. You know, people tend to believe exercise is the answer to weight loss, but it can actually rob people of micronutrients, which can end up causing them to gain weight. No one thinks about that. I'm exercising, but I'm gaining weight. Share why exercise without proper diet is like a toothbrush without toothpaste.
Well, what it does is it burns through micronutrients even faster. So you've seen those Gatorade commercials and that blue sweat is coming. First of all, no one should drink Gatorade. Mm-hmm. But that blue sweat is coming out of their pores. Well, that blue sweat, as you see it there, is a great image. And what that is your micronutrients. It's your electrolytes coming out as you work harder. So the longer somebody works out, the more they're going to go through those very same micronutrients. So your calcium, your magnesium, your iron, all of these things, your potassium levels get shot doing that. And all these things are needed for other functions in your body, which can help you lose weight. So you slow down that ability simply by working out too hard. Additionally, when you're doing weightlifting or any of these types of exercises, your muscles take a beating doing this, and right. Your body needs to regenerate itself and needs to heal itself, and that takes your antioxidant levels to go up. So every single time that your body needs to regenerate, it has to use your antioxidants, and all of these micronutrients are getting used at a faster pace every single time you exercise. So while we're exercise, we do believe it's important to yourself, never exercise unless you're micronutrient deficient. You're just causing a deeper hole for yourself.
So if they're on a treadmill, picture you're on a hamster wheel because you're getting nowhere, folks.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, I mean, exercise is great. It's a great way to burn calories. But again, you know, you're also putting a lot of oxidative stress on your body. And, you know, this is why they say if you exercise for more than 6 hours a week, you may want to think about an iron supplement. It's because your body goes through these vitamins and minerals at a much faster pace.
Wow. Now, you both traveled, you know, to and studied over 100 countries. I'm curious, why is the United States such an obese nation compared to other cultures? Is it because we really lack these micronutrients?
We really do lack these micronutrients. I mean, I think, you know, again, we're the first. We created genetically modified foods. And, of course, you know, we don't have any labeling laws here. So genetic modification, that's a problem. We created the idea of the fast food revolution, right? So the chips and the sodas and the processed foods and all the sugar and the wheat and all the different things that we know leach on and deplete these vital micronutrients from our bodies and from our food. It's just, I mean, you know, so everybody else is following suit, and if you look at their disease rates, they're also going up as they start to Americanize their diet. Really, the problem we see with the American diet is twofold. Obviously, we're taking in way too many calories, but the bigger problem with that is that they're naked calories. They're calories that have been stripped of their essential vitamins and minerals. If the vitamins or minerals were there, the calories would really not be that big of a deal. We can get rid of those through exercise, and certainly America knows how to lose weight. The problem is not losing weight. The problem is keeping the weight off.
That's great. You know, I love that you had been around the world, and now you're coming back, and it's like, you know, you're sharing what you found. And I know you talked about cultures where you walk in and you saw, you know, Coca-Cola cans, and it just broke your heart. And I think that's one of the pictures I'm using for my book. It was so astounding to see, you know, the other end of the world, there's these soda pop cans, and these people are getting bigger and bigger. So it's astounding that you're bringing this this news to us.
Well, thank you. The other one that I wish I had gotten a picture of, which was just as heartbreaking and probably more so, was we actually saw a school with McDonald's uniforms.
You're kidding.
That was really one of the things I wish that we had taken a picture of. I think that was in Bali. One of the schools was actually being funded by McDonald's, and that's what they got. That's what they served them.
Hey, I want to thank you guys. It's really such great information, and thank you so much for being on the show. To learn more about Naked Calories and Rich Food, Poor Food, and the healthy products they have formulated, go to CaltonNutrition.com and make sure you follow their Optimal Life blog while you're there. If you miss any of the great information that Dr. David Friedman is giving you, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. You can follow him at Dr. David Friedman on Twitter. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.